Slide 1. This component, Networking and Health Information Exchange, addresses what is required to accomplish networking across and among disparate organizations who have heterogeneous systems. Unit 6 covers EHR functional model standards and consists of 3 subunits. Of these 3 subunits, we will talk about the different standards that may be used to share health data among disparate groups. The second subunit, 6-2, addresses the functional requirements for the EHR. A process called profiling selects a specific set of functionalities from the generic set to address a specific purpose in a specific domain or setting. The examples we will look at include the emergency department, behavioral health, child health, long-term care, and regulated clinical research. Slide 2. The objectives of this subunit are to understand the HL7 EHR functional model and its importance to the certification process, and to understand the functional profiles that select specific functions from the generic model for specific applications. Slide 3. The EHR generally refers to just the storage of the data and maybe a few related functions associated with collecting and presenting the data. The EHR system expands to include all functions related to the EHR. These functions will be such things as billing and claim support, decision support, various reporting functions, queries, etc. These functionalities provide the value behind an EHR. It is not the EHR by itself that provides the value. It is really the EHRS. Many people seem to think of the EHR, EHRS, as the end of the journey, the destination of the roadmap. The new thinking recognizes the EHRS as the beginning of the journey. Given an EHRS that supports a rich set of functions, what can be accomplished and the contributions to health and healthcare are huge. Slide 4. The IOM Committee on Data Standards for Patient Study was just finishing its work when the Secretary of HHS, Michael Levitt, requested that committee take a couple of extra days to define an initial set of functions that would be required as part of an EHRS to provide value. The committee did so and issued its findings in the form of a letter report. At the same time, the Secretary requested HL7, engaging a broader community, to take a more detailed look at the requirements and create a standard that could be used to ensure that EHR systems were adequate for the job. This request generated considerable interest among the medical community, and a number of town meetings were held to discuss the topic. With the tasking, there was the request for an accelerated effort to enable vendors to begin to move their products to meet the proposed requirements. A broad work group of stakeholders, including providers, vendors, payers, consultants, academicians, and others, met at HL7 to create the standard. In order to meet the acceleration request, HL7 created a draft standard for trial use that was published within 1 year. That standard evolved into a normative standard and was approved by ANSI in 2007. Work continues on this standard, and Release 2 of the standard has been published. This standard was also recently approved as an ISO standard. Slide 5. The EHR functional model provides a reference list of functions that shall, should, or may be present in an EHRS. Enables common understanding of functions sought or available in any given setting, and includes functions considered essential in at least one care setting. It might be an interesting exercise to sit down and list all of the things you can think of about what an EHR should be able to do. That also might be an interesting contrast to what you think systems currently available can do. This gap between what is needed and what is available has led to a certification process that will be discussed in the next unit. our list must include all of what might be required in various units or departments, such as medical units, service units, different sites, emergency rooms, intensive care units, hospitals, clinics, nursing homes, surgery suites, group practices, and solo practitioners. Also, differences in the different clinical specialties, such as cardiology, primary care, oncology, anesthesiology, etc., are addressed. Slide 6. What is the level of functionality that should be defined? The EHR-FM describes the level of abstraction at which functionality is expressed. The granularity reflected the level between usability and need for detail, and is often revised. The goal of determining an appropriate level for functional granularity currently presents functions that can be easily selected and not so abstract that many additional functionalities would have to be defined to cover the topic. The standard provides a reference list of functions that shall, should, or may be present in an EHRS. It enables common understanding of functions sought or available in any given setting, and it includes functions considered essential in at least one care setting. Slide 7. Exactly what should be included in a functional module standard is an interesting challenge. It should not depend on a particular technology, since technologies change rapidly. It should not depend on a specific implementation, because of all the many variables in the implementation process. It should not depend on a specific implementation, because of all the many variables in the implementation process. It also needs to be vendor neutral, not include functions that favor one vendor over another. It does not define an EHR, and it does not imply conformance to any EHR specification. It does not endorse any specific technologies, although examples may mention a specific technology. It is not an EHR specification, nor a conformance specification, and it is not a definition of an EHR. The functions can and will be satisfied through a number of different processes. The functions do not require a specific architecture or even content, although there is a relationship. Obviously, content is necessary to meet the needs of such functions as a problem list. Slide 7. Exactly what should be included in a functional module standard is an interesting challenge. It should not depend on a particular technology, since technologies change rapidly. It should not depend on a specific implementation, because of all the many variables in the implementation process. It also needs to be vendor neutral, not include functions that favor one vendor over another. It does not define an EHR, and it does not imply conformance to any EHR specification. It does not endorse any specific technologies, although examples may mention a specific technology. It is not an EHR specification, nor a conformance specification, and it is not a definition of an EHR. The functions can and will be satisfied through a number of different processes. The functions do not require a specific architecture or even content, although there is a relationship. Obviously, content is necessary to meet the needs of such functions as a problem list. Slide 8. The standard is divided into three sections: direct care, support, and information infrastructure. What these sections mean will be covered through the next series of slides. The current standard purposely does not include every functionality anyone can conceive. It does include the functions necessary for meaningful use, and matches to some extent what one could expect the vendor community to support. Over time, the list of functionality will continue to grow through experience, new directions, new requirements, and new functionalities. The current standard includes 240 individual functions defined across 13 subsections. Slide 9. This slide shows the three sections and key subsections of the EHR-FM. The three major divisions are direct care, supportive, and information infrastructure. Each of these sections will now be discussed in detail. Slide 10. Direct care addresses functions employed in the provision of care to individual patients. Direct care functions are the subset of functions that enable delivery of health care or offer clinical decision support. Direct care is divided into three subsections. Care management, the patient and nursing care activities that are part of the delivery of patient care. The second subsection is clinical decision support. This area is part of the requirement for meaningful use. The functions of decision support included in this section directly involve patient care. The last section is more general and covers operational and administrative functions engaged in direct patient care. Slide 11. Direct care includes the day-to-day direct delivery of care to patients in various settings, including inpatient, outpatient, primary and secondary care, and nursing homes. The example includes both a direct care intervention as well as two decision support interventions, vaccination protocol, and an alert. The functions also identify the actors of the functionalities. The example could include an encounter in which a child presents with cold symptoms. The EHR system has an alert function that informs the provider that a vaccination is also due and offers contraindication alerts regarding children who have symptoms of a cold. The EHR also makes the data available at the encounter, such as problem list, medications, and lab results. The users of the direct care functions are authorized healthcare providers. The patient, subject of care, will access certain functions to view and even make corrections to his or her EHR. Slide 12. The supportive functionality are the functions that support the delivery and optimization of care, but generally do not impact the direct care of an individual patient. These functions assist with the administrative and financial processes. Supportive functions include a close tie with direct patient care and are labeled as clinical support. The data components include measurement, analysis, research, and reports. The third component is administrative and financial. Slide 13. The supportive functions assist with the administrative and financial requirements and provide input to systems that perform medical research, promote public health, and improve the quality of care. An example is a child being scheduled for an appointment. The functionality included includes a personalization of the encounter and looks beyond the reason for the visit. Specific functions that should be performed include electronically verify insurance eligibility, electronically query local immunization, registries to ensure child is currently registered, determine child's immunization status, report an immunization to an immunization registry, and provide any encounter data required by financial and administrative systems. The users of supportive functions include the support staff and providers who perform certain administrative functions. Slide 14. The information infrastructure includes those functions that define the heuristics of a system necessary for reliable, secure, and interoperable computing. These functions are not involved in the provision of healthcare, but are necessary to ensure that the EHR system provides safeguards for patient safety, privacy, and information security, as well as operational efficiencies and minimum standards for interoperability. Functions may be provided by the EHR system itself, by the supporting infrastructure, or by a combination of both. Information infrastructure is broken down into seven components: security, health record information and management, registry and directory services, terminologies, and we have discussed this topic in another unit, standards-based interoperability, which we have also previously discussed, business rules management, and workflow management. Slide 15. Information infrastructure functions provide a framework for the proper operation of the direct care and supportive functions and offer EHRS technical capabilities that are essential, yet transparent to the user. The slide gives an example of a function of this section, security. The information infrastructure functions provide a secure electronic environment for the immunization registration query, report the child's immunization event in a secure fashion, transparently archive and backup the child's record, and provide an audit trail of all accesses to the child's record. Users are the functions that are performed transparently by EHRS applications on behalf of EHRS end users. In other words, the users are the computer applications. Slide 16. The use of the EHR system functional model might be to describe end user benefits such as patient safety, quality outcomes, and cost efficiencies in terms of standard EHRS functions, provide desired functionality for developers and vendors to include in their products, and provide framework from which you can select functionalities to implement. Clearly, an understanding of what functions that an EHRS should be capable of performing is very important. Such a set of functions would be important in understanding where you want to start in your own setting. You might start with a limited number of functions, but enough to deliver value and justify the implementation of an EHR system. Then, as that implementation becomes functional, add additional functionalities, ultimately leading to a full-fledged system that meets all clinic needs. Slide 17. Details of the functional model include function ID permits easy reference to specific functions in defining profiles, relationship to other functions, etc. Function type supports the hierarchical relationship among the functions, unraveling the granularity. Function name is a short name for the function. An example is manage the medication list. Function statement is a brief statement of the purpose of this function. An example is create and maintain patient-specific medication lists. Description is a detailed description of the function. It includes purpose, content, issues, and background, that is, information that helps to understand the functional requirement. Conformance criteria clarifies how conformance for a given functionality may be viewed and verified. Slide 18. Other uses of the functional model include certification, one of the most important uses of the EHRFM. The certification process has taken advantage of the HL7 EHRS-FM standard. Another use of FM is to help in selecting product and understanding what you want to implement. EHRFM also has value in selecting EHR systems. How important functions are performed might be important in selecting a particular system. The FM supports comparison of systems and is useful in selecting an EHR system. It aids in understanding commonality, and lastly, it permits identification of real and settings differences. Even if you have no intention of explicitly implementing the standard, it would be useful to obtain a copy of the functional standard as a good way to learn about EHR systems. If you are a vendor or work for a vendor, you might use these functions to help you in the design and development of a system. This feature has become particularly important in that meaningful use requires a certified EHR. Slide 19. Functional profiles may be used to constrain the larger superset of functions to an intended use. Functional profiles can be defined for a particular site or a particular clinical or disease focus. They may be registered with HL7 and shared with other organizations. Functional profiles identify a set of functionalities to enable an EHR in a specific setting. For example, an emergency department, an intensive care setting, an extended care facility, or for dealing with a specific direct care function, such as well-baby encounters, or a specific disease, such as diabetes. An increasing number of these profiles are being created within HL7. Slide 20. Functional profiles include functions as defined by the standard, care settings, and priorities. Examples of care settings include hospital, inpatient acute ambulatory, small clinic practice, long-term care, nursing home, and care in the community, skilled home care. The priorities include essential now, essential future, optional, and not applicable. Slide 21. The emergency care functional profile is the first registered clinical profile derived from the EHR-FM standard. It is not only critical for the integration of emergency departments, ED, into the developing National Health Information Network, but is also needed for handling regional disasters, such as Hurricane Katrina. The EHRS functional model and the emergency care function profile will facilitate solutions to underlying ED operational problems, such as overcrowding, ambulance diversion, and shortage of services. Systems conforming to the ECFP will facilitate vital care to the over 110 million patients seen each year in the U.S. emergency departments. Slide 22. The profiles currently registered with HL7 include behavioral health, child health, long-term care, legal EHR, regulated clinical research, clinical trials, vital statistics reporting, and the list is growing rapidly. The value of registration is that the profile becomes a standard and can be used by others. Registering profiles that conform to the EHR system functional model is an important step in the widespread adoption of this standard because technically, EHR systems conform to profiles rather than the model itself. The Child Health Functional Profile is already valued and being utilized in the healthcare industry. It is a key resource for the new Child Health Expert Panel within the Certification Commission for Healthcare Information Technology, CCHIT, as the panel works to define new child health certification criteria for EHR systems. Additionally, the Alliance for Pediatric Quality, which includes the American Academy of Pediatrics, the American Board of Pediatrics, Child Health Corporation of America, and National Association of Children's Hospitals and Related Institutions, strongly supports the Child Health Functional Profile and views the profile as critical in advancing pediatric applications of technology. There are five major functional topics addressed in the Child Health Functional Profile that are essential for an EHR system used to care for children. These include immunization management, growth tracking, medication dosing, data norms, and privacy. The EHR Clinical Research Functional Profile defines high-level requirements critical for using electronic health record data for regulated clinical research and provides a roadmap for integrating the information environment that must support both the patient care and the downstream clinical research processes. The Legal EHR System Functional Profile provides guidelines for how an EHR system can help an organization maintain an EHR for legal and business purposes. A system following a legal EHR profile could reduce a provider's administrative burden and reduce costs and inefficiencies caused by redundant paper and electronic record keeping. To achieve the status and recognition as a legal EHR, organizations must have appropriate business policies and practices in place, in addition to system functionality, that supports the creation and maintenance of records that comply with the key characteristics of a legal electronic health record. An EHR system must be able to create, maintain, and manage records within a framework of ever-changing jurisdictional rules, regulations, and laws that are intended to assure electronic records are valid, accurate, and trustworthy. The legal EHR profile is a subset of requirements to assure data quality and integrity for all purposes and end uses of healthcare data. Because legal validity is at stake for all uses of electronic records as admissible business records, including admissibility as medical records, the legal EHR is of primary importance to healthcare operations and to interoperability. Slide 23. In this subunit, we have learned about a standard that defines the superset of functional requirements for an EHRS. We also learned how this superset can be tailored to fit any site or circumstance, including your local setting. Just reading this set of functions is very educational in what can be accomplished in the use of HIT.